This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to be live today with one of the co-founders of Black Voters Matter. I like to call her Cliff Albright's better half. She's none other than Dr. April England Albright, Esquire. We welcome her to Make It Plain as we talk about the John Lewis Day of Action. Welcome back to Make It Plain, April. How you doing?
I'm doing okay this morning.
It's good. Good to see you. And tell us about the John Lewis Day of Action, which is Thursday, July 17th.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, it is the brain trust of none other than our dear sister, dear leader, Barbara Unwine, and her comrade in trouble, I call him, Daryl Jones. And, you know, of transformative justice. And it's a day that we are, one, you know, just remembering our powerful brother, John Lewis, right? Trying to keep his legacy of getting in good trouble apparent. And we've got to do it right now. Like in this moment, like never before, we've got to, you know, garner his spirit of activism and his spirit of courage. And so each year, transformative justice has been, you know, keeping this alive with activations all over the country, in the large cities, in the rural areas where communities come together and demand greater justice and demand more voting and political rights in this country for the most marginalized of us.
And we need that now more than ever,
because
all of our civil rights and really human rights after this bill just passed, in terms of people having access to health care and SNAP, all of our civil and human rights are under attack, aren't they?
That's right. They are absolutely under attack. And Brother Lewis was a part of the original movement that produced the very Voting Rights Acts and Civil Rights Acts that we have, you know, been able to get some protection under, you know, over the last 40 something years. And so, you know, to see this happening now, right? A lot of folks think, why are we protesting? Why are we trying to get passage of these bills when we know there's a, you know, a right-wing Congress and Supreme Court and executive branch? And so what sense does it make? Mm-hmm. But, you know, most of the gains that we've gotten in this country have come at a time when historically, the White House and Congress, right, and the judicial branch were very, you know, white supremacist entrenched. So, you know, there is no time to stop, you know, fighting for more rights in this country.
As a matter of fact, back when the civil rights movement was at its height in the 60s.
That's right.
The civil rights movement was not concerned with which party was in power.
That's right.
It seems now that tends to govern. Mm-hmm. But all the time, people, what Lyndon Johnson said, and you can see Bryan Cranston, he says it at the beginning of the movie LBJ, the HBO movie that came out several years ago. He would get up every morning and ask his staff, what did Dr. King and Dick Gregory say about him the night before?
Mm-hmm.
That governed LBJ's day.
That's right. And
even when there was Republican President Eisenhower, he responded to the Civil Rights Movement, hence the Guard he sent, the National Guard troops he sent into Little Rock to enforce desegregation.
Yeah.
So we have to renew that. You don't.
Yes.
Movement must somehow be the driving and the accountable, the force that's holding government accountable, correct?
That's why we have to. Lyndon B. Johnson said that his participation, right, in, you know, getting this legislation passed meant that the Democratic Party, which at that time was not our friend,
right,
that they were going to lose the South. And right, they did, right? So there wasn't an allegiance to a party. There was an allegiance to justice and our liberation in this country. And we were not afraid of a hostile government, right? That in fact wanted us to be enslaved. It didn't stop our efforts to abolish slavery, and it didn't stop our efforts to increase our political rights in this country. And we need to renew that fervor, right? Like never before. And I always say in the work that we do day to day, when we are out in the community organizing alongside our community, it is not a blind allegiance to the Democratic Party, nor was it a blind allegiance to the Republican Party, right? When they were quote unquote the abolition party. What it is it's an allegiance to us wanting to be free in this country. And that hasn't changed even to this day. The reason why Black folks methodically vote for the Democrats is because their policies align with the things that we believe our community needs. And so we're not going to stop, even though we have a fascist white supremacist president. We're not going to stop, even though we have the same type of energy and people who are running Congress and the Supreme Court. We are going to get our rights. And the legacy of our ancestors, right, is that, you know, we don't stop no matter who is in office. And we have had some of our highest gains when we've had some of the most political enemies in these spaces.
Yeah, yeah. What do you say to those of us, though, who feel discouraged, even depressed, about what happened in November? Some folks are saying, I just can't do it. I can't do anything. People stop watching the news. It's overwhelming. What do you say to those who feel that way, April?
I think that there are multi-levels to how do you deal with that, right? For example, me, I don't watch the news. I stopped watching the news a long time ago. It doesn't mean I don't get information. I do get information, right? But I read the information because it allows me to control, you know, my nerve system a little bit better. It lets me get the information, but, you know, without getting the stress and the emotion of the deliverer. So I don't watch the news. I'm not saying that has to be your strategy, but I think you have to have some strategy on a personal level that lets you maintain and regulate your nervous system, right? Because when it's out of whack, it's very hard to feel optimistic about the future. But once you do that, once you figure out the right strategy to get information and be informed, right, but also control your own emotional regulation nervous system, then I would say you have to look at history. History is a great teacher, right? It's right, a great teacher to not only let us know where we don't want to go again, but it is also a reminder that we win,
yeah,
right? That historically, history has, you know, history shows us that when we come together, when this coalition of people of different ages, of different genders, of different ethnicities and different races, and different faiths, when this group comes together, they have transformed this country. They first abolished slavery, right? And right, they then expanded civil rights and voting rights to Black folks, to brown folks, to women, right, to young people, allowing more people. When this coalition comes together, history tells us that we should be optimistic. What we need to do in this moment is make sure that we're doing that, that we are coming together in our communities. And the John Lewis Day of Action is an opportunity yet again for this coalition. I call it, you know, a justice, the Justice League. It's the real Justice League. When this Justice League comes together and hits the streets, America has transformed itself to a better version of itself. And tomorrow is an opportunity for us to do it, not just to demand more, you know, voting rights. Because I'm going to be honest. Like Brother John Lewis, Cliff reminded me the other day that there are many faces of John Lewis. And, you know, in recent history, we think about him, you know, in his more, his later years. We don't really think about Brother Lewis in his earlier years when he was on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in the front, or when he was denied access, right, at the March on Washington because of what he was about to say. And one of the things he was about to say was the then version of the Voting Rights Act was not enough. Mm-hmm. We needed more, right? And so we find ourselves saying the same thing, because basically what he was saying then is bearing itself true today, which means that the reason why it wasn't enough is because he knew it could be taken away, right? He wanted something more permanent for our people in this country. And so we need to remember that part of Brother Lewis. And today, not just ask for those Voting Rights Act, we've got to understand that the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendment was not the ceiling for our rights in this country. It was the floor. And so we need to use this season and this moment, as the other side tries to take us back, we need to press the metal and go forward and get more rights. Rights that can't be undone, right, by a Supreme Court that wants to return to the days of Dred Scott in this country, where they believe that the rights that the Black man has no rights that the white man is bound to respect. We've got to fight for rights that will be enshrined and entrenched and cannot be changed based on the Congress, the Supreme Court, and the president. We have got to become those type of founder architects, right? Not of the old America that they're trying to recreate, but we are fighting for a new nation. And it's time for that. And so I hope that tomorrow, as we go out in the streets yet again, that we not just demand for some revision of the Voting Rights Act. Yeah, let's get that. But let's start demanding for more so that we can stop this, you know, temperamental rights that we accumulate in this country as marginalized people.
You're saying, April, obviously, we've got to stay in the fight. Good trouble lives on, folks, is the theme of the John Lewis Day of Action. Black voters matter. Do we? Do we still, after what happened in November and all the work that you did and many did and Black voters did, Black folks got out and voted?
Yes.
Do we still matter, or are we on the precipice of being nullified? And so you mentioned the Democratic Party, and yes, we've been loyal to the Democratic Party for obvious reasons. Less partisan than people might think. I mean, we're talking about issues. We're talking about policy. But can a Black voter, under the sound of our voices today, leave this conversation and go forward to John Lewis Day, National Day of Action, feeling that we matter, that we do matter, even though, and you said very eloquently, 13th, 14th, and 15th were not the ceiling but the floor.
Yeah.
He's trying to take away the very floor.
Yeah.
So how can we, how do we still matter?
We matter regardless of political party affiliation. We've mattered when we were slaves in this country. We knew it then. We knew we were slaves. Even when we were slaves, our ancestors fought for their freedom and knew that we were deserving of it, right? You know, the Dred Scott decision is something that was a stain on this country's legacy, but at the same time, it was a brother who filed that case at that time.
Right.
Saying that he had the right to be free, right, in this country. And so we are still those people. And we have made America be a better version of itself. We've actually, as a people, continue to make America hold true to its promise, right? That all people have rights that cannot be taken away or have been given and endowed by the Creator. It is Black folks who have done that. And we have never been afraid. If our legacy has not been one of fear, right, to challenge and make sure that those that are in power understand that. But I want to say something. You know, when Dr. King, you know, I often imagine that when he was, when God had given him a prophetic vision where, you know, he told God the day before his passing that we are going to get there.
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying in this moment, we are not at the place that Dr. King was given, because we're still fighting the very same things that he was discussing. So I know that we're not where God poured into him to let him know with confidence that we are going to get there, right? And I believe our generation is on the path to be the ones to bring us there. Mm-hmm. And so it starts with belief. And so I invite people, it doesn't matter what your faith is in this moment, but there's an image. And I want, if any of you out there can go to a garden, go to a plant place, anywhere that you can go get seeds. And I want you to go and buy a mustard seed today.
Mm.
I want you to go and find it. If you can't, I want you to actually go and get one, because when you see that it is small, it is literally the size of the edge of a pen, and maybe smaller than that, to a point where when you put it in your hand, you can't even see it. So I want you today to go and find a mustard seed.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter, even if you are not someone who is a traditional and conventional follower of a Christian church, I still want you to take this word today. Because what Jesus said was, right, that if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, what you can do, you can move mountains. And then I want you to take that mustard seed in your hand. And then I want you to juxtapose it with the mountain. I want you to visualize that for yourself in this moment, right? I want you to, yes, look at history. That's important. But your faith is the now. It is the present. It is the thing that will allow for you to move the barriers of your life. Mm. And if we can collectively have that vision, because see, Harriet understood that. Each and every time she went back, she understood that all she needed was the faith that size, which is why she lived after each trip.
Mm.
Frederick Douglass understood that.
Yes, yes.
Right? Ella Baker understood that. Dr. King, Brother Malcolm, all these people understood that principle of the size of the mustard seed principle. And we need to activate that in this moment, because the world needs us like never before. We have got to get in place. We have got to acknowledge the power of who we are. And that when Black folks collectively rise up as a chosen people, right? Then what ends up happening is everybody, everyone around us is blessed.
Mm.
Rights get expanded. More people eat. More folks are fed, more folks are housed. And so today and tomorrow, as we enter these streets with our comrades of different races, of different faiths, of different genders, of different age, of different political ideologies, that's what John Lewis is saying about. Let's enter that day under the principle of the mustard seed. But you won't understand what I'm saying unless you go and you get that mustard seed. Go buy one. Keep it with you.
Yes.
And juxtapose that with a mountain, because we are told that if we juxtapose those two things together, we can move that mountain with that size of belief.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yes, yes, yes. The Reverend Dr. April England Albright with us, folks. You're absolutely right. And I would add to that, you know, everybody, when we see a boxing match, somebody loses, somebody falls on the floor, falls on the mat, they may be counted out. But when the mat is open, when the match, that particular match, it's just one match, is over, that one fight is over, the person who is down has to get back up. They don't leave them in the arena. Yeah. They don't leave them in the boxing ring. The crowd doesn't go home. That person has to get up to then go on to the next fight. And I think that's what April is saying. That's where we are. And April, you know, what you just exegeted about Dr. King and our ancestors, that was the manifestation of true faith, faithfulness unto death.
Yeah.
So that even they knew, think about this, y'all. We were enslaved for centuries. So people were born in bondage and died in bondage, but still believe that one day, one generation would no longer be in bondage, even though they didn't live to see it, even though their grandparents didn't live to see it, even though they knew their grandchildren may not see it. That's what Dr. King was saying to us.
Yeah.
He was speaking as though he was an enslaved ancestor. I may not get there with you.
Come on.
But we will make it to the promised land. That's what we believe, and that's what we must do. And ultimately, as discouraged as we may be, as all over the place as we may be, Dr. King also said this, we will not have to answer for the hatred and the violence and the vitriol of the children of darkness. We will have to answer for ourselves.
Yeah.
The children of light, for our fear and apathy, for the fear and apathy of the children of light. Mm-hmm. That is the real sin. And so we have, every day we get up in the morning, we don't want to go to work. Who wants to go to work? Who wants to do some of the things we do? But we go.
Yeah.
Because we know it is necessary to provide for our families. This is part of that work too. We have to go because it's necessary to see to it, not just Black folk, that everybody can have Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security and SNAP and voting rights and human rights and LGBTQIA rights and women's rights, women's equal pay, all of those things.
Yeah.
That's what we are called to do. And so, folks, I'm going to put this up on the screen so you all can see it for yourselves. These are all of the activities that are taking place around the country. Look how many places there's something happening.
Amen.
Look at that. Something happening everywhere in the country tomorrow on this John Lewis National Day of Action. And we want to invite you to go to goodtroubleliveson.org to find out what's happening in your locale.
That's right.
Don't meet us there, beat us there. So you can get involved. And you may not have been involved for a few months. You're still trying. Go. First of all, go get the mustard seed. As April has said, just something that small. That's all you need. Just something. So, you know, the mustard seed is so tiny, just something of that size. So all we want you to do is go and listen and learn and see and let some of those revolutionary juices,
come on now,
start flowing back in you. I know it may not all come back tomorrow, but this is a beginning. We're going to defibrillate ourselves.
Yes.
So that we can get back into it and continue this fight. Because, you know, the other thing too, April, we got to understand, it's not just this country. It's human nature. Humanity is cyclical. You know, one of the things about the European worldview, it's linear. But in the African worldview, everything is cyclical. So everything has seasons and comes back around. Y'all, we celebrate Easter every year. We celebrate, we acknowledge the death of man and his resurrection every year. It's not like, oh, we got the resurrection, we good. We don't even have to do that. No, we don't have to go back through. We relive the passion and the death for a reason, because we relive hardship in our lives every season. That's it, right. Doesn't go away. So we have to always pick ours, just as he has to rise every year.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rise in every season when we have to, when we're under assault. So, and we look at this historically, April.
Yeah.
Civil War, Reconstruction, Reclamation. We went back. 1965, Selma, Reagan comes in. And now we have this Supreme Court. We get set back. So for every advance, there's some pushback, and we can't think that that's just going to stop on its own, right?
Yeah. You know, and the opposition, you know, is strong because we are winning. Right. And we just got to remember that as we look around right now. And I do hope that tomorrow when you enter these, you know, these events around this country as shown on this map, that you bring your mustard seed, but that with that mustard seed, that you are imagining the country you want. A country where every single person who dwells on this land,
come on,
right, is respected,
yes,
is honored, where there is no person that is hungry, that people have places to live, but not just any old place, right? They have a place to live that makes them feel safe, that makes them feel whole, and makes them able to prosper, right? And create and multiply and be fruitful for us. To imagine a land where everybody has a wage that will allow them to have a respectable quality of life, right? Where they don't have to work three or four jobs just to pay their rent or their mortgage. Amen. Where it doesn't matter your gender in this country, that you are free to love who you are loved without repugnance, without rebuke, right? Where you can serve and honor the faith that you decide to do for your family without being persecuted or penalized. And that this country be a cart of a world of bringing peace to the world, right? Not genocide. That is the country that we are striving to build. And we're not there yet. It doesn't, didn't matter if a Democrat was in office. It didn't matter if a Republican was in office. We all know that we weren't there yet.
Yeah.
So we got work to do. And let's be reminded tomorrow to dream and imagine and advocate when we leave Thursday for that nation. That is the America that we are fighting for.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Folks, we invite you to go to goodtroubleliveson.org to see where events are in your locale tomorrow as we memorialize the day of John Lewis's transition to the ancestry. Blessed to say and blessed to have had the opportunity to know him, as did April, because of our,
right,
we were practically raised in terms, well, of grassroots organizing in Selma, and we're there every year. We don't do nothing else every year.
We gonna be there.
We gonna be there. We may, April and I may not know where we gonna be this time next week, but we know.
We gonna be in Selma, God.
Sunday, because that's our Calvary. That's the birthplace of American democracy. Go to goodtroubleliveson.org and see where there are events taking place in your locale. Let me say this too, April, before we go, I'd be remiss. What about Black Voters Matter? We got midterms coming up next year.
Yeah.
What are you all looking at? What are you thinking about in terms of mobilizing and getting folks back up into it?
Well, we already are doing it. We are participating in those very, very, very important elections that are happening right now. In some places, you know, from the Public Service Commission spaces, from city council seats, from mayor's offices, those positions that actually impact most people day to day. And so we are already, our position at Black Voters Matter is we organize 365, because if you already ready, you don't have to get ready. And so 2026 just becomes another, right, component to the work that we're already doing. We have got to stop, you know, thinking about elections from the federal perspective, right? If nothing else, 2024 showed us that. And quite frankly, the other side, that's what they did, right? When they lost, when they felt like they, you know, that their greatest fear when a Black man became president happened, what they did was they became hyper-local. They started going to the school board meetings. They started dealing with the mayor's offices and the city councils and the county commissioners and the sheriff's offices and the state houses, right? And the governor's office. And unfortunately, the Democrats have quite frankly abandoned the South, right? And so the problem with that is all of the stuff that we see that's happening in D.C. right now is quite frankly a nationalizing of the Southern strategy. And so all those states that have been ignored, right, as if there are not any Black or brown or progressive people who live in these places, have produced the very types of assault to voting rights. All these cases, right, from reproductive rights, all of these laws are being birthed from cases in the South. And so we've got to abandon this idea that the South isn't important, and that only federal elections matter. You got power rises up from the ground. And so what I say about 2026, and I invite others, is to get on the ground now and take back those Board of Educations and take back, you know, the assault that's happening in these communities around police assaults, right? The reason why ICE is able to come in and attack people is because they are hand in hand with some already fascist local governments. So you've got to be involved right now in your community dealing with these very important positions. And if you get those victories now, I'm going to tell you right now, Black folks in these states, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, South Carolina, they are winning. We're getting first-time Black mayors and, you know, majority city councils so that we can begin from the ground up getting some progressive policies that are going to help all the people who live in those communities. And when folks are reminded that we still win it, then next year they'll have the fervor to make even more wins happen. So that's what Black Voters Matter is doing, and we invite others to do it, and we invite other organizations. And if you are a donor out there, don't just hold on to your money next year. There are groups who are doing good work right now to get us primed and positioned to be able to make a difference in 2026. Because I'm going to be honest, we don't even know if we're going to have fair elections next year. But that's another show for another time, right? Right, but right. I do want to say before I go, I know we're for that again. Barbara Ornwine, Darrell Jones, thank you, you know, for reminding us of the importance of this day, right? And thank you for continuing to be, you know, people who hold the space for making sure that justice happens in this country. Sometimes we don't give our leaders their flowers when they're here. And I wanted to just spend my last couple of seconds just giving them their flowers and thanking them for transformative justice, for making sure that we honor this day.
Shout out to Barbara Ornwine and Darrell Jones, the Transformative Justice Coalition. Very, very important. And let me just say this, folks, as I've said ad nauseum, it's all politics is local. If Dr. King were around today, y'all would say, hey, man, get your Instagram account, get you as many likes and comments and build a national organization. He started in Montgomery. This, it's all local. School boards are governed locally. Police departments are governed locally. Boards of election are local.
That's right.
So don't wait on some national hero to show up. You all get involved. You have the tools. If we would but read, if we would but collect that mustard seed, we can make these differences, make these changes right in our very own backyards. That's the message from the Reverend Dr. April England Albright Esquire today. John Lewis National Day of Action, July 17th. Go to goodtroublelivesone.org. Please, ma'am, please, sir, to find out more and to find out what's taking place in your locale. April, always appreciate you and the hard work. Black Voters Matter, don't stop, y'all. Folks, also visit Black Voters Matter Fund.
Amen.
To keep up with all the great things that Black Voters Matter continues to do at all times, everywhere. Black Voters Matter is always doing its thing, and we appreciate. That's the bus, y'all. The blackest bus. The bus is so cool. White folks call me, man. Will they let me get on the bus? I'm white. Of course, everybody get on the bus.
Exactly. Everybody can get on the bus.
That's right.
We want to spread love and build power everywhere we can.
Right. There's Cliff and Latasha right there.
That's right.
So goodtroubleliveson.org. We all love John Lewis. Let's not admire him from a distance. He's still with us.
That's right.
Our ancestors reside with us. And then mustard seed will help you see and understand that he lives on as long as we call his name and continue the work that he calls us to do. April England Albright, the Reverend Dr. April England Albright, we thank you. We love you. Thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you for being a voice for the people and always giving us a forum, brother. You are needed in this moment. And we just speak prosperity over you, expansion over you in this moment, right? You know, sometimes it's hard to feel that way. But, you know, there's a saying about the bamboo tree that by the time you see it, you know, by the time it pierces the land, it eventually becomes tall. It is tall underneath the ground. That's how powerful it is. And so we just speak and continue to speak and pray for your prosperity, for your safety, for your wholeness and your wellness, and for expansion of your platform, because we need more of Make It Plain.
Well, before I have to say this, since you talked about the bamboo under the ground, you know, my traditional name, Matsumela, means the roots are firm. Mm. So thank you for that prayer. Lord knows every day I'm trying to live up to the examples that our ancestors set and the examples that you and Cliff and Latasha, my peers, are setting every day. So I thank you for that. We will be in prayer for one another. We will be in prayer for our people.
That's right.
Good folks, we got to do this. And we can do it, as Black Voters Matter says, with love and with joy and with power.
That's right.
GoodTroubleLivesOn.org, BlackVotersMatterFund.org. We love you, April.
Love you.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.